your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks.
As I said, dead air.
I'm Matt, man.
I'm Tommy Tucson.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. All right, welcome to the podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, journal, geek news.
Geek.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matt Pitcher.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, doing all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there.
Anything new?
Nothing really new. No.
Again, it feels like it's been forever.
It
I don't know why.
Have that odd feeling it's been forever, even though it's only really been a week.
Right, and we just saw each other on Sunday, too.
Yeah.
But, like, from Wednesday to Wednesday, it just feels like...
So long for two hearts to be apart.
Yeah, man, like, my soul is just longing for you, I think.
Mm.
Is it longing for you, or is it longing to talk about geek stuff?
Probably both.
Probably a little bit of both.
That's at least for me.
I need more in my mouth.
I need to expel my geekiness, because if I hold it in too long, it starts
leaking out.
Oozing, and I say geeky things at work, and they don't get it, and they're like, I'm like, man.
Oh, you're one of those.
Ooh, really? Comic books? You're an adult.
All right. I'm just going to sit in the corner then.
Yeah, I just long for you all week while we... Where I post stuff and whatnot.
And then you get to touch my box.
Right for you. Oh, yep. And we did another Loot Crate unboxing
today. Loot Crate box, check it out.
That was a pretty good Loot Crate box.
There's a lot of cool stuff.
It was the mystery box.
Investigate.
Investigate, it was called. Okay. Pretty sweet t-shirt. You got a Stranger Things 11 t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. She's like in the middle and you got the flower head thing behind her and the kids all... And it's like a border of all
and
the
characters.
And
she's doing her like badass like push thingy. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. You got a little Jessica Jones figure.
Yep.
And a pen. Mm-hmm. And some pencils that I did a magic trick with.
Yeah. Oh, where'd the pencil
pretty
go?
Awesome. I put the pencil up my nose.
Where'd it go?
And I pulled it out of my mouth, Tom.
Mystery.
It was crazy. It wasn't. You investigated.
I investigated where the pencil went.
With my tape recorder pen.
Check out that cool Loot Crate boxing unboxing video on where, Tom?
On our YouTube page, Deep Fried Geeks.
Yeah, subscribe to that bitch. Oh, hey, sorry.
A shrimp fan page, too. We talk about shrimp and Loot Crate.
Speaking of YouTube pages, Tom.
Uh-oh.
I told somebody that we would talk about their YouTube page.
Oh, you did, huh? So we're plugging in someone, huh?
We're plugging somebody, Tom.
All right, let's plug them up.
Avenger.
The Avenger,
we're
huh?
Plugging Avenger.
What's he got on his YouTube page?
He's got one video so far.
Mm-hmm.
He needs some love because he doesn't have very many subscribers.
Is it like a video podcast?
He is reviewing video games, reviewing movies, stuff like that. He's doing like commentary track.
Okay.
So his first video is he's doing a commentary track for Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I like
so
that
he's sitting
movie.
There. It was funny. It was a funny little video. He's got two like 15-minute ones. I don't think he did the whole movie, but I watched a little bit of it, and it was pretty good.
Had he never seen it before, and he just wanted to do a review on it?
No, I think he's seen it. I think he just wanted to
just start
do a commentary track. Okay. Just start with something.
Okay.
Check out his YouTube channel page, Avengers. It's called Avengers, and then it says Movie Gaming and Something Channel. I'm going to put a link on our Facebook page, Tom.
Check it out.
I think a lot of people that listen to this probably have like us on Facebook anyways.
Yeah, true.
So I'm going to put a link to Avenger's YouTube channel on there. Check it out. We love Avenger. He's a funny little kid.
Interesting, quirky little man.
He's our number one fan.
That's for truth.
And he's pretty funny. So check him out. Laugh with him. Cheer him on. Most importantly, Tom, hit that mother... Subscribe
Something,
button.
Mother,
for
father,
him.
Subscribe button.
mother fudging subscribe button.
The mother fudges.
All right, Tom. Hey, it's been a little bit, but I think we're going to get a little bit back into normal routine.
Jump back
We've
into
been
our
doing
normal.
Lots of crazy special stuff. We did an Easter special with me and Larry.
Yeah.
You and I did
About
some
the,
special
the,
stuff.
The story
too.
Behind the Easter Bunny. Name Norm.
Yes. Did you listen to it?
I did.
It was pretty good, right?
It was funny.
So now this week...
The mutated Easter Bunny.
It's Santa's apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to...
He couldn't be a Ninja Turtle, so he became Santa's apprentice.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get to a regular scheduled program.
Back to the formula.
Yep. So our very first part, Tom, guess what?
What?
Movie pick of the week.
May 5th, Tom.
May 5th.
About a week away.
So close, yet so far.
So very close. Can you taste it?
I can taste it.
Do you know what's on May 5th?
I have an idea.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Volume 2.
Volume 2 comes out. They are advertising everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yesterday, I tasted a little bit.
Oh, really?
Of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like a food?
Yes. Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah, I want to get that.
They have the awesome mix.
Oh, it looks so good.
And it has brookies in it.
Brookies, a brownie cookie.
Brownie cookie. And some vanilla ice cream and some chocolate.
Dessert love child.
It was pretty dang good.
Oh.
It was so good. And even better, it came in a Drax cup.
It does?
Well, they have one cup. Mrs. Batman got one cup.
Is it like a souvenir cup or just a normal cardboard cup?
Just a paper cup. Okay. And her cup was the whole team together.
Yeah.
My cup had Drax on it.
Aw, snaps. It was destroying...
It was pretty sweet.
Your appetite with awesome cooked brookies.
I'm going to destroy your appetite. I don't know.
What is this brookie thing you all talk about? It's like a brownie cookie. What's a brownie?
Is it brown? It was pretty good. So, really, Guardians of the Galaxy stuff is everywhere.
It's
right
pretty
now.
Much everywhere.
Billboards, posters,
every
toys.
Time you scroll 5 inches on Facebook, boom, there it is.
They are blowing it up.
Yeah.
I think it's going to break some records.
I believe so, and I hope so, because the first one was awesome.
It was pretty
awesome.
And the
next one's going to be amazing.
So, a question that I have for you, Tom.
Yep.
Do you think the first Guardians of the Galaxy was the greatest comic book movie or Marvel movie?
The greatest?
The greatest.
That's a bold question.
It just felt like a comic book.
It did feel like a perfect comic book team movie. Like, I love the Avengers and all, but you had to, like, have all these build-up movies to get to that point. Versus right. Guardians, they did it right.
I personally think Guardians is better than Avengers.
Ooh, that's bold.
I like, I think I like Captain America, Winter Soldier a little bit better. But you know me, I like the whole drama, seriousness, stuff like that, but... Just as a fun summer comic book kind of movie,
action adventure,
I think
you're right. So Guardians of the Galaxy hit it right on the head. Fun, humor, action adventure, a little bit of drama in there.
Casting is perfect.
Casting is great. I don't think they could have picked anybody else to play anybody else.
Star-Lord, amazing. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's amazing.
Dave Bautista. As Drax.
Zoe Saldana as Gamora.
Yep. What's that guy's name? Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper is Mr. Rocket Raccoon.
And Vin Diesel is
Groot. Vin Diesel is Groot.
It was amazing. The whole movie was great. And Rondu, what's his name? The blue-headed guy that Michael Rooker played. Yondo. Michael Rooker was in it. Like,
yeah.
You don't game
like at first you're just like, Yondo's a jerk. And you kind of like Yondo.
Yeah. And then he did the cool whistle thing.
No,
it was a great movie. I'm excited to see the movie again.
Plus with a pretty stellar soundtrack, too.
And I hear that this soundtrack is even better than the first one.
Rockin'.
I hear Volume 2 is amazing.
Awesome. I gotta buy the first volume. It was free on Google Play for a while, and I forgot to do it.
So my question for you, Tom.
Another question.
What are you worried about? We usually talk about
this. What am I worried about for
the
movie?
Are you worried about anything?
Oof. Well, I'm kind of, just like I almost say this on every Marvel movie, I'm worried they're gonna try to make it more about Infinity War and not about the Guardians.
Right,
what
do
the Guardians
future
are
focus
doing.
Rather than focus on what they're doing right then.
Because we haven't seen the Thanos situation in a while. So
we
I feel like they're going to try and do a lot about Thanos and not about what their current situation is.
Because what is there that can lead us into Thanos from here? A Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man and Wasp,
Black Panther. I can't remember if that's before or after.
I think that's it. There's got to be more, because 2018 is coming up 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a couple more, but I don't think there's much more. I think it's Ant-Man and Wasp, Black Panther, Thor, Ragnarok. I think that's about
it.
There's
got to be more. And then the Spider-Man Homecoming 2-ish. a Venom movie, but I don't know. That's,
but they're not really. That's all going to be like Fox stuff. They're not really going to tie that into Thanos. I want to thank you. Sony stuff. I do apologize.
We got to make sure we get our free stuff in there. Thank you, Sony.
Send us stuff. List of all Marvel movies.
They've changed it like over the past couple of years, like 5 times.
Yeah, they have.
Like they added sequels, they dropped stuff like Inhumans and things like that. So I don't know what's what anymore.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's break it down.
Yeah, we were right. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Homecoming, mm-hmm. Thor Ragnarok, mm-hmm. Black Marvel, Panther.
About that.
Ant-Man and the Wasp comes after Infinity War. So does Captain Marvel.
But they have to introduce her.
You may be
I guess wrong. They introduce her in Infinity War, and then she becomes Captain Marvel because of Infinity War?
Maybe? Here we go. Here's release dates. So, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out
next.
Spider-Man Homecoming is July 7th.
Ma.
Thor Ragnarok comes out November 3rd.
Ma.
Black Panther comes out February 16th, 2018.
Ma.
Infinity War comes out May 4th, 2018.
Oh, they do. That's their big summer blockbuster.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, next year. Ant-Man and Wasp comes out July 6th, 2018.
Really?
Captain Marvel comes out March 8th, 2019. Wow. All
right. And then there's a rumor for Avengers 4.
An untitled Avengers Infinity War sequel. Ooh. May 3rd, 2019. So, it looks like... I thought they dropped the part 2.
It's going to be like an aftermath, I'm betting, type of scenario.
So maybe that's how they turn in. So maybe like Infinity War, the first one, then Thanos just tears shit up.
Yeah.
And then the second one, then they introduce Captain Marvel, and then Captain Marvel helps the fight later on.
And then maybe they do Civil War 2.
Maybe. Maybe.
With Captain Marvel versus Iron Man.
I am worried about Baby Groot.
Baby Groot?
Baby Groot is adorable.
It grows on you.
I just want to hug him. I want to kiss him. I want to squeeze him.
He's awesome.
I want to go play some baseball with him.
I am Groot.
I want to watch movies with Baby Groot.
I am Groot.
I want to wrap him in a blanket.
I am Groot.
I want to kiss his little cheeks.
I am Groot.
I want to change his little Baby Groot diapers.
He is Groot.
Wipe his little Baby Groot butt.
We are Groot.
Tuck him into bed.
I am Groot.
Feed him stuff. Groot. He's amazing.
Amazing Groot. I am Groot.
That was good, too. That's a good little...
I am Groot.
But I don't want Baby Groot through the whole movie.
What? I bet he's going to blossom.
I want him to blossom. Point. He needs to blossom halfway through, give us a little bit of Baby Groot, and then come on,
some
give me
sort
full
of big
fledged
thing
Groot.
Happens, and he goes,
I want to see him whip some butt. Him want to see him grow big, so when Infinity War comes...
I saw some... I don't know if what they've done with it, but they saw some footage of, you know, they're doing the voice acting for Rocket with Bradley Cooper. And some voice acting of Vin Diesel. So, you know, they're showing, like, them acting. And Vin Diesel was getting that deep, I am Groot. So, okay, I don't know if they did, like, that for adult Groot.
Okay.
Or if they just, like, scale it down. So, I am Groot. I don't know how they...
Okay. I would love to see him as Baby Groot do the big Groot voice.
That'd be awesome. Cute.
I am Groot. But I want to see him eventually take on the Hulk.
Oh,
so
man.
We have to have Big Groot come back.
That would be crazy.
I like Baby Groot, but I want Big Groot. So that's my biggest concern. And
you stuck Baby Groot to the movie? That's your biggest concern?
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't want constant cuteness. Like, I know it's supposed to be a fun movie, and this one we could count as a comedy.
Yeah.
But I don't want fun cuteness the whole time.
Alright.
So, we'll see. That's my biggest concern, which isn't that bad of a concern, really.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Well, I can't wait. I just want to see... I've already said that I hope they don't go too much into Infinity Wars, but I do want to see how it ties into Infinity Wars.
Right, so maybe you want to see a little bit of Thanos at the end?
Yeah,
or
a little something-something.
Kind of lead him in. Yeah.
Greater galactic turmoil.
I hope
turmoil.
They just kind of throw it at the end for sure, too. I'm most excited about Mantis in it.
Mm-hmm.
Using
her psychic powers.
Yeah. I want to see some Yondu.
Some Yondo.
And, yep, Yondo. And I want to see Eagle the Living Planet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And I think they might lead... I think they might do a little bit of lead into Thor Ragnarok,
too. I'm betting it's got to, because it's the next movie.
Thor Ragnarok looks an awful lot like Guardians of the Galaxy in that trailer, too.
Yeah, the music, too. It's
definitely that world.
They make it sound like the music kind of ties into that 80s theme, which is what Guardians always kind of based off of.
Right. So, you think it's going to be better than the first one?
I think it will be. It has potential to be greater.
I think it will. I think it will be also. I'm excited about it, Tom.
I can't wait.
May 5th, next week. That's why we're talking about it. So, you're going to be... This is going to be dropping on Friday. So, then you're going to have less than 6 days to go to the theater and check this out.
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to wait either.
My life's to be over. I just want to go and see the Guardian right now. And kiss Baby Groot's face.
Alright. Okay,
so. Yeah, I do.
Alright, so go check out Guardians of the Galaxy May 5th. We're going to go check it out. We'll let you know what we think.
Darn toots.
I'm excited. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Comic pick of the week.
Hot off the presses.
There's been some controversy, Tom.
Uh-oh.
There's been some issues.
Some issues? Some comic issues?
People doing some messed up stuff, Tom.
Oh, boy.
People screwing around.
Uh-oh.
People not playing fair.
What?
People doing some...
Huh?
Not good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Some sneaky stuff, Tom.
Do tell.
Some sneaky, sneaky stuff,
Sneaky,
Tom.
Sneaky, scary stuff?
Yeah, like, not cool.
Uh-oh.
X-Men is coming out, came out with a new comic series.
Yeah, a new series, yeah.
And they have the different colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with X-Men Gold.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be very 90s-rific kind of X-Men.
That's what it seemed like, yeah.
And so everybody was super excited.
Mm-hmm.
There is a penciler.
Okay.
On... this book. His name is Ardian Saif.
Okay.
And Ardian was like, hey, I'm going to use X-Men to make some political statements.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And I'm going to be dumb. And so what he did is he inserted some stuff that are people consider anti-Christian and anti-Jewish stuff.
Uh-oh.
He drew a little sign above Kitty Pride, like a stop sign where she's standing in front of, and it said Jew up above her. Like, labeling her as a Jew.
Yeah.
They had a Colossus was wearing a t-shirt that had a Quran scripture on it.
Okay.
Swecking away at a baseball as Hulking Muscles encased in a shirt that says QS551. And it was a Quran verse. Instructs adherents to not take the Jews and Christians as allies. They're allies of one another. So, they did that, and then there was another thing.
Why would Colossus be Muslim? He's Russian.
That's right. Right. Well, Russian people are Muslim.
I mean, you can have Muslims anyway.
They have a Muslim faith a lot in Russia.
Like,
I think they have more Muslims than
Catholic.
Really? You think they have more Catholics in Russia than they do Muslims?
St. Petersburg.
And then there was a couple other things. I think that was pretty much it.
As well as Stalin and all that
right.
stuff. He was trying to break out the religious institutions and stuff.
Anyway. So people found this. A lot of people got upset, blowing up Twitter. Some people protesting. Marvel was like, oh my gosh! And they pulled all the comics.
Really?
Pulled them all back, lost a bunch of money. This guy was supposed to pencil for like 2 or 3 other books.
Wow, actually, I think there's still a copy of the gold one at the book, so I might go grab
you
one.
You should go get one if there is, grab me one too.
Yeah.
There's another one.
I think it was a fried pie variant, but I'll take it.
They kicked him to the curb.
Wow.
They're like, peace out, bro.
I'm gonna look.
Get out of here. We don't want your hate
speech. Yeah, I heard he got fired because of
it. And he got fired. And he knew he was going to get fired. People asked him out, and he's like, my career is over. He put on Twitter and stuff.
Well, if you're going to make bold statements like that, maybe you shouldn't pick hatefully bold statements.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Come out and say you're Muslim. Like, but why have to write it in a book? And people write stuff and hide stuff in books all the time.
They do it all the time,
especially
things. Comics, there's little nods to things.
Little nods, but that's just not cool. Especially something like kids read and stuff, and it's supposed to be fun and whatnot. It's supposed to get away from the world and all the craziness, and putting stuff in like that is just kind of stinky. So I thought that was kind of interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
So if you're a comic book collector, go pick up that book.
You might
want to
pick up the gold.
You might want to see if it's out there anywhere.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
Interesting. Because, I mean, at this point, if it's already outside the distributors, like what can they do? Like, oh, we need these back.
Yeah. At some point. And you're going to find it at places like Books-A-Million and little places like that rather than comic book stores.
Right.
Because the brick-and-mortar comic book stores, the guy's probably like, I'm going to take all these out the shelf for myself.
Right, because they kind of how they do it, yeah.
Right. So I think you have a good chance of finding it at normal stores that sell comic books.
Yeah, like a commercial place that doesn't really have their vendor or big geeky people running it.
So you say you read X-Men Blue?
I have X-Men Blue. I bought it.
You bought it?
And I heard some synopsises about it.
Okay, you haven't read it yet?
Not yet.
Have you read any new comics recently? Or what all did you buy?
I bought X-Men Blue and Swamp Thing 1 and 2.
I heard that's good.
Yeah, because also I like the Swamp Thing. Not Swamp Thing, sorry, Man Thing.
Man Thing?
Man Thing. He's one of my like secret favorite.
Oh, you like Man.
Those who have no fear shall fear the touch of the Man Thing. The burning touch. Also, I want to say it was last week or the week before, I finally got all my Venomized variants in.
You got them all?
All of them. I went on the Comic
Mint. You got every Venom variant.
Yeah, Comic Mint was doing a special where if you buy all 26, I want to say, issues, they take 20% off. So I got it for like $100 instead of like 100.
You bought every variant?
Every variant.
Can you bring them over so we look at it?
Yeah.
I'll put gloves on to touch them.
Well, we're not going to take them out of the casings. Are you crazy?
Okay. Leave them in the case.
I also have an extra one.
You can see them individually.
So maybe one of our future loot boxes, I have an extra one.
Oh!
Then maybe one of our home geeks can have special edition geek box.
I figured what we're going to do, Tom, is our next one, we're going to do Christmas in July.
All right. Sounds great.
So we'll give out a deep fried geek doggy box.
Yeah, the doggy box.
The doggy box. That's a good idea. So hold on to that for the geeks.
That's right.
Are they all cool though? They look pretty awesome.
A lot of them I already saw before because I kind of they leaked them out.
So it's the actual comic book.
It's
the same comic book, but you just have 26 versions.
They're not the same comic book. Like each issue that came out in March had a variant cover where the hero was Venomized.
Open them up and read them at all?
I mean, I'm more than likely the ones that I'm interested in. I already have that issue anyway.
Okay.
So I'm going to read it. It's just a variant.
Are you
going to
display him somehow?
Yeah. I don't know how yet, but yeah.
Do they have a Gambit one?
No, because he's not really big right now.
I love Gambit. Mm. Okay, sorry. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you got those.
I did. It was a secret.
Okay.
There's a secret I've been hiding in my comic book collection. That doesn't work.
I want to touch it. I want to touch your secret collection. Want to touch your collection. Want to put the collection in my mouth.
No! Don't put it in your mouth.
Want to hang out with Venom. Venom and Baby Groot. Best friends.
Venom Groot. We are Groots.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt. I didn't finish talking about Blue.
You want to talk more about comic books? Okay.
One thing I thought was cool about Venom, or X-Men, no, I'm stuck. X-Men Blue was they hinted at the very end of it, the return of Wolverine.
Yeah. Like his claws came out of the grave.
Sort of. So it's not that Wolverine. It's actually his son from the alternate universe got pulled in. Like how Miles Morales got pulled from the alternate universe, and Thor's hammer from the alternate universe. James something.
James Howlett?
No. That is Logan.
James Howlett Jr.?
Yes. J.H.J.
J.H.J. Kind of like A.S.J.?
Yep, kind of like A.S.J.
Or
J.D.F.
J.D.F.
That's I don't know his last name, but yeah, so he's pulled in and he's got the snick claws and everything.
Oh man, him and X-23 gonna...
Yep, they're gonna duke it out for the title. For the title match! Sunday! Who's gonna be the Wolverine?
X-23! And J.H.J.
J.H.J. battle it out for the title.
Battle to the death in air-conditioned Cobo Arena.
Cobo Arena. In the Adamantium Arena.
Snick, 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 bitch.
Hey, it's Tom. Adults only. That's right.
Guess what, buddy?
Wow.
Food, boys, food.
Have some yum food.
Kind of disappointed.
Or drinks. Why?
We're going to talk about something.
Uh-oh.
And I was hoping Larry would join us and talk about this
poopy.
Well.
Teenagers.
Larry and I had an adventure.
You did have an adventure, yeah.
and she wanted to go out one night.
There's a craze going around that all the teenagers are into.
We got home. She got home from school. We did her stuff. It was like 9 o'clock at night.
Really? That late at night?
She was like, I really want to go on a journey.
Yeah.
And so Amanda, my wife, called around to a bunch of places.
Miss Matty Man.
Miss Matt Man.
Matt Woman.
Called around to a bunch of places and found, they said, that they had this thing.
Yeah, because this thing apparently like selling out like crazy.
Right. So we drove all the way to Kings Highway.
Oh, so far.
So far. to get
4 miles.
To drive through, Tom. All sold out.
Ah, darn.
Larry cried a little bit.
Just a little single
was
tear.
A little upset. So then we went to go to another
the
Starbucks.
The suspense is killing him. Yeah. What are they talking about?
We went to go to another store, and they were closed.
They were closed.
And so
they closed kind of early.
The next day.
This place that we're not going to disclose yet.
The next place. The next day. On Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I saw somebody post a picture of this.
They got it here.
And I was like, where did you get that, my friend? And he was like, I got it at the Starbucks in the mall.
So it's a Starbucks drink.
Yes, it's a Starbucks drink. So I text Larry and I said, hey, good news. They got it at Starbucks.
They got it at Starbucks.
In the mall. And she was like, OMG, and a bunch of crazy other words, hashtags and excitement.
Spurted out.
So we went to the mall.
Uh-huh.
Got in line. It was a Monday night.
Uh-huh.
It was a...
Tuesday?
Friday.
Thursday, maybe?
A Sunday night. It was Sunday. No, it was not Sunday.
Oh, for crying out, who cares what day it is?
It was a day.
It
was Friday night.
Friday night.
And it was busy. Crazy. Huge line.
It was Friday night.
People picking up this drink.
All the teenagers.
There was unicorn frappuccinos everywhere, Tom.
Unicorn fraps.
There was baby kids with the unicorn fraps.
Well, that's just
there
not
was
smart.
Adult with the unicorn fraps.
That's just
there
sad.
Was teenagers. There was even old people with unicorn fraps.
That's weird.
And they had a billboard and a little color drawing chalkboard with the unicorn and the frap. And then they had a sign that said, out of the blue powder. So you could get the unicorn frap, but they didn't have the sour blue powder on it.
No sour blue powder?
So we got this
powder?
Unicorn frap, Tom.
The
a 2 day long journey.
For this stinking coffee
drink. For this stinking coffee drink that was sweeping the world. So if you have not seen this, you're living under a rock, or you're not on social media.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't see this this brightly colored, what looks like half glitter, half coffee, half sour mix drink.
Because it's been everywhere, Tom.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It looks like literally something that Captain Diabetes came up with to infect the youth of today.
He's like, put it in my mouth.
I'm going to put it in the kids' mouths and then they'll all get diabetes.
I'm going to... And crap the word with diabetes.
Then we're under my control.
Oh, it's really called the unicorn crappuccino.
Crappuccino.
But I'm going to call it the frappuccino.
Because kids love Italian sounding things.
Because it's crap in a cup.
Crap.
Because it's going to make you feel like shit. Because. So they said the large version.
Yeah.
Had the equivalent of sugar of 3 Snickers bars.
I would much rather have the 3 Snickers bars.
So a 16-ounce version, Tom. It's 410 calories, 16 grams of fat, 10 grams of saturated fat, 45 milligrams of cholesterol, 230 milligrams of sodium.
That's a lot of salt.
62 carbohydrate grams,
mm-hmm.
59 grams of sugar.
That's a lot. Just grams, not milligrams, grams.
And Tom, you want to know what's even more disappointing?
What?
Didn't even have any caffeine in it.
What?
No caffeine.
How's it not have
caffeine? How can it be a frappuccino that has no caffeine?
It doesn't have caffeine in it.
Crazy, right? So, Starbucks' official synopsis of this drink is, here, for a few days only, the flavor changing, color changing, totally not made up, unicorn frappuccino. Magical flavor, start off sweet and fruity, transforming to pleasantly sour.
Flower.
Swirl it up to reveal a color-changing spectacle of purple and pink. It's finished with whipped cream sprinkled and blue fairy powders.
Well, if they were going for some sort of viral marketing campaign, it worked.
They did it. Starbucks has been
everywhere.
I got
some friends who work at Starbucks, and they hate this drink.
They have to make it. They're baristas?
Yeah. Like my friend Jeroni. I'm going to call him Jeroni.
Oh, I know Jeroni.
So Jeroni, man, like he told me they had, when they first gave him the ingredients, they had enough for 5 days. They sold out of those 5 days in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah. Did they get more ingredients?
I'm assuming by now they had to have, but...
Is he crying every night?
He cries. Because, like, I also saw pictures on Facebook where it's, like, staining their hands, the dyes and stuff. It's...
I bet you Starbucks is happy.
Oh,
they've probably been so busy.
The CEOs are good to ching.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Raking
so
in that
So the story dog. I heard about this is that just a normal barista and a marketing guy kind of came up with this drink. And they brought it to the owners and said, hey, we need to try this.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And so then they put it out on Instagram, and they started selling it just at that store, and people were coming like crazy. And he's like, well, maybe this is a thing. So then they put it out there, and then it just blew up.
Exploded.
Exploded in their face.
Basic white ladies.
Basic bitches, Tom.
They just love it. Some BBs.
We have our own resident basic white girl.
Yeah.
Because Larry was losing her mind over this drink. And she got it, and she doesn't have social media right now. But if she did...
It'll be everywhere.
It
would
have been all over there. Put it in my mouth, everything else. So I put it on our Facebook page for her. So if you want to check out a picture of Larry...
I'm so excited.
Drinking a unicorn crappuccino. Super excited with some filters on it. Go to the Facebook page, or I even threw it on Instagram and Twitter too. Go to Deep Fried Geeks. She looks like Christmas came early, Tom, in the form of a unicorn crappuccino.
Crappuccino. I love that.
Have you tried the unicorn crappuccino?
No, I don't even like coffee.
I know.
Let alone this monstrosity.
Like I wish Larry was around so she could tell us exactly how she thought it tasted. Ugh. I tasted it, Tom.
And
I did not like it. Yeah, I got a very strong... marshmallowy sweetness with blueberry and cream flavors and then raspberry, but it tasted very fake and forced, and it was just not good at all.
I agree.
I can't imagine drinking a whole thing of it.
I can't. I mean, looking at it is just crazy.
It was crazy. And I made her get the medium size.
It's probably good for her own health to not get the larger size.
I'm surprised nobody has died from this drink yet, Tom.
Like all of those little kids just like need insulin shots all of a sudden.
So if you, do you think we're going to see any other companies having a response
to this? Trying
to
market
this
unicorn,
whatever.
Try
to market
phrase.
Something like McDonald's.
McDonald's
with
the unicorn shake.
Unicorn cheeseburger.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Shamrock Shake, Unicorn Shake, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unicorn Shake with color changes.
Unicorn Cheeseburger would be easy. You want to know how they do it?
How?
You just put a regular cheeseburger on there.
Yeah.
But you take cheese.
Yeah.
You have American cheese and you tie-dye it. Make your tie-dye purple and pink. Right? Purple and pink cheese.
Have you seen how they put the cheese on those things? They just like plop.
Yeah. So you put purple
There's
and pink
no
cheese
on there.
There's no presentation
to those burgers.
Hold on. And then you make purple pink buns like you did with...
this could be like the Burger King Halloween bun where it stains your poo weird colors.
I'm calling it right now. It did stain my poo weird colors because I got a Halloween bun in it.
Yeah, it makes like dark.
And it was god-awful. I think I might have told this story before. I had like 2 bites and I couldn't. I just took the insides out because it was an A1 bun, they called it.
Yeah.
Halloween A1.
It's because they put these weird chemicals in it.
And I love me some A1, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited. And it did not taste like A1. It tasted like fakeness. Because
they have that same thing, I want to say, in like Japan or China, but it's like all natural. It's not all these bad chemicals. Don't go against the cream.
Sorry. What other kind of food companies do you see doing going with this unicorn crappuccino phrase?
Like Slurpees?
Unicorn
Like 7-Eleven?
Unicorn Slurpees?
Yeah.
could see that. Because Starbucks can't patent the unicorn thing.
Okay, I mean, maybe the unicorn frack, yes, but they can't just be like, everything unicorn is now property of Starbucks Incorporated, owned by Captain Diabetes.
What this makes me think of is it makes me think of the Squatty Potty commercial with the unicorn pooping.
Pooping ice cream?
Pooping ice cream. Rainbow colored ice cream.
That's what they should have thrown on the board.
The unicorn
pooping the frapping. The crappuccino in the
cup. The unicorn crappuccino! Try it! Straight out of our unicorn's butt in the back.
It's still warm!
We feed the unicorn coffee and creamer. And he just poops out the unicorn crap.
The glitter and sour stuff. Try our
special unicorn crappuccino.
Sells itself. All the tweens and the little girls love them.
People going crazy.
Now, what else do you think? A couple more companies. Who else can jump on this unicorn bandwagon? Coca-Cola? You think unicorn Coke?
Maybe. Candy company, Hershey,
the unicorn candy bar.
That'd be easy to pull off too. It
probably would be very.
They take their white chocolate and there's Disney World.
What would they?
Maybe they do some
the unicorn turkey leg.
Unicorn turkey leg. Unicorn cotton candy.
There you go.
It might be easy to do.
That'd be a lot easier. Just multiple colors kind of swirling together with some sour powder on it.
Ah, here she is now. Larry, come here.
We're talking about the unicorn frap.
Can you explain to us what the unicorn crappuccino tasted like?
It was... Well, the place we went to didn't have the blue sour stuff.
Right.
So I had to get, like, a cotton candy replacement. Mm-hmm. It was really sweet. It was really sweet.
Like, it almost shut down the sweet part of your tongue?
Yeah, I like sweet stuff. He doesn't. He said it was way too sweet, and I said it was way too sweet.
When you first put the straw in your mouth and you sucked up the unicorn
crappuccino.
It was good. It kind of had like a taste of Fruit Loops.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of fruity flavors.
It was good though.
I thought I tasted like kind of reminded me of a marshmallow a little bit.
A little bit. It was good, just way too sweet. Yeah. But I think it's because of the blue stuff.
Would you get it again?
On a rare occasion, because that's a lot of sugar.
So, as our resident basic white girl, what other companies would you like to see do unicorn?
Jump on the unicorn bandwagon.
Like food companies.
Like, what do you want?
Oreos.
That's
a good point.
That's a good
unicorn
idea.
Unicorn Oreos. We didn't think of that.
Unicorn Oreos?
Yeah.
With like
unicorn crappuccino Oreo.
Yeah.
Monster energy drink? Yeah.
That would be
fruity,
just like a pink one.
Pinkish purple
one. Get the energy of a unicorn. Have the unicorn horn.
Put the unicorn in your mouth.
Put the unicorn's horn in your mouth.
That's like a monster unicorn. I don't really know where I was going with that.
That's it?
That's it.
Alright.
We said a McDonald's cheeseburger.
No, he said a cheeseburger. I was thinking a McDonald's shake.
He said a shake.
That would make sense, but he was going on this weird cheeseburger.
It could just be pink and purple. It doesn't have to be sweet. It just has the colors. So you could dye the bun pink and purple, and then have pink and purple cheese.
Whopper things they did.
That's what I said. He's stuck on burgers.
And back when we were kids, they did the colored ketchup.
Taco. Yeah,
but that,
so you could do a pink
I
ketchup.
I heard those were bad,
what
though, too.
What about as a dessert taco?
Oh, ooh. Like a Choco Taco?
Like Taco
unicorn?
Bell, that a unicorn Choco Taco? Yeah. Unicorn Crapa
Taco.
Chocotino. Chocotacotino.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your feedback.
Bye, Larry.
Adios.
Muchachos.
All right, Tom. There we have it. Go check out Starbucks if you're a basic boy
or
basic
girl.
And if you have tried this unicorn crappuccino, tell us what you think.
Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth the hype? Do you have diabetes now? Tell us.
Tell us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, Tom.
Show us you taking a frappuccino and insulin at the same time.
Yes, hashtag us.
Hashtag unicorn crappuccino.
Gonna put some insulin in my leg and some crappuccino in my mouth.
So we got the pumpkin spice nevermore, and it's gonna be the unicorn crappuccino. That's gonna be our new hashtag.
That'd be amazing.
Boom.
I know what we should do.
What?
I know what we should have done. Larry has a unicorn. How do we not do this? Larry has a unicorn pajama suit.
And she didn't wear
it? With a horn and a tail? We need to take her ass back to Starbucks and her unicorn suit.
And get a, you know, and get a unicorn frappuccino.
Boom. That picture would go viral, Tom.
I would wear that.
I'll wear that. Wouldn't fit me, that's for sure. All right, Tom. Guess what, buddy?
What?
Geek news!
Let's get some of that geek news now!
I don't know if you heard about this or not yet.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I love my geeky vibrato.
Not a whole lot of stuff, Tom.
Not too much.
But I'm leading off with something big.
Alright, lead us up.
You're not going to be able to handle this. I'm not. How big it is.
You sure?
You know Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Yes.
He's pretty amazing, right?
He's a good actor, yes.
He's he's playing the Grandmaster.
Yep.
And Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok with his cool hairdos and
he's also his face paint. He's also going to be in another movie, Tom.
Ooh, do tell.
He's reprising his role as Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic World. WTF?
They're tied together.
Like, everybody wanted this when Jurassic World came out. They're like, yeah, please give us Jeff Goldblum. Because he turned out to be almost a bigger character than...
Than Sam Neill.
Almost.
I don't know.
Almost.
I still love Jurassic Park 3.
But Sam Neill.
That was still major doctor.
Grant. Hugh Grant.
Yep, Hugh Grant.
Something.
Hugh Grant. Sam.
Dr. Grant.
That's going to bug me for a little bit.
Dr. Grant, right?
Dr. Grant. He's Grant.
How cool is this?
Dr. Grant. I think that's a good call.
Mrs. Mattman has a theory.
Uh-huh.
That he's going to get eaten.
Ooh.
So they released that, and then they also said that we're going to have something we've never had before, Tom.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be an underwater scene.
Ooh.
With a dinosaur.
Like a plesiosaur?
Yep, plesiosaur. And submarine.
Ooh. That'll be it. So, yeah, that's true. That's a first. Because they only really, in Jurassic World, when it, like, eats the shark.
That's pretty sweet to show how big it was compared to an actual shark.
Massive.
Does this make you super excited for
Alan Grant,
too?
I knew it.
Alan Grant. You're correct.
Alan, get over here, Alan!
Alan, no!
I'm looking for a release date of this movie.
Probably next year.
2018, yeah.
Boom.
June 22nd, 2018.
They don't take too long of movies, even with, like, lots of CG and stuff. They're, like, pumping them out.
Yeah. Oh, Toby Jones is in it, too, Tom.
Who that?
That is Toby Jones.
Oh, okay. Crud.
Nobody else. Yep, Armin Zola, yep. Bryce Dallas Howard's in it again. Chris Pratt's in it again.
Awesome.
As
I think they did a good job.
As
last
Ian Malcolm always says, Tom.
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm
stoked
good.
Right now.
I like the first Jurassic World, and I'm going to probably like the next one.
Do you know?
I know stuff.
Who Billy Eichner is.
Sounds familiar.
The main thing I know Billy Eichner from is he has this internet show.
I always forget, yes, I know who Billy Eichner is.
Called On the Streets with Billy something.
He does, like,
that.
He asks people questions, like, on the spot and freaks
right.
them out.
Apparently, he's been in a lot of other things.
I know him from Parks and Rec.
Ah, he was in Parks and Rec? Yep. Okay. He is a voice in Bob's Burgers.
He
Mr.
plays
Ambrose.
The office manager who can't handle simple things!
Oh, he does play that, doesn't he?
He always gets the, like, loud and excited over nothing!
He was in the Angry Birds movie. A bunch of stuff. He just got cast in something else, Tom.
He did, with someone else.
Oh, you know this?
Oh, I saw this.
It's
not... I'm on the Facebooks when I'm on my breaks at work, so I learn a little few things every now and then.
Tell the people, Tom. Tell the people.
All right, so we got Billy Eichner and
Seth Rogen
playing the most comic duo in all of Disney movies.
Yes.
And that would be Timon and Pumbaa.
Billy Eichner is Timon.
That makes sense.
And Seth Rogen is Pumbaa.
I think that
makes
sense
too.
That makes sense.
How much better would it have been, Tom?
Uh-huh.
if James Franco was Timon.
Oh my gosh, that actually would have made more sense.
It would have made a lot more sense, right? For James or Kevin Jane Smith Bob. Jason Mewes. How cool would that have been, too?
That would have been pretty insane, but that would not have been a PG movie.
No, people would not have been very happy with that.
Snook, Simba.
Lots of crazy casting.
Look what Pumbaa found. Some of this herb.
He's some herb. Pumbaa doesn't taste shit.
You ever got your butthole licked by a poop?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this casting?
I think that's interesting casting. I think it'll work out in the end. I've got to mull it over a little bit longer.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. That's it for the casting news.
Okay.
We got two new trailers out, too, okay. Also, Tom. Cars 3 came out in the trailer.
Cars 3, isn't it more like dramatic and stuff?
It is dramatic. It looked awful. I did not like it.
Oh.
But if you're a fan of the Cars series, check it out, for sure.
I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
You haven't seen it at all?
I don't know. I know they're like international spies or something.
I haven't seen it either.
And I want to say, we have our good friend Michael Caine playing one of the voices of the other Cars.
And you know what's funny, Tom?
That, yeah?
Is this is a perfect lead-in.
It is!
Because Michael Caine is also in this next movie.
He is in this next movie.
And he did a little voiceover for the trailer.
I have not seen the trailer for this movie.
Kingsman, A Perfect Circle?
A Perfect Circle. Golden Circle.
Or the Golden Circle. Cool. Check out that trailer as well.
Okay.
That is a pretty amazing looking trailer.
I haven't seen the first Kingsman, but I heard it's pretty action packed.
You need to check it out. You like Michael Caine too. You like fight scenes. You like blood and gore.
It's pretty
gory. You like Samuel Jackson.
Oh, what's his face?
You will like
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. It is a very good movie. Totally.
Colin Second.
check it out. Check out that second Kingsman trailer too, because it's really sweet.
Yeah. I think I'll do that.
So, why don't you do me a favor?
Why are you loitering over me?
Why don't you do me a little bit of a favor right now?
What?
You are right now.
I am.
You're Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I think I can follow you.
You have a hankering right now.
A hankering to do.
To go to Starbucks.
I need to go to Starbucks.
And get a unicorn frappuccino.
A unicorn frapp.
So, I am the Starbucks person.
You're the barista.
At the counter. And here we go. Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I make for you today?
Excuse me, young man. I have read on the internet, which I have only recently discovered is available, that you are making a specific drink that I found quite intriguing.
Oh, yes? What is that, sir?
So I had to hop down here. I hopped in my Lamborghini, and I drove on down here just to get the special unicorn frappuccino.
Oh! Unfortunately, we're all sold out of that.
This is news I do not want to accept right here. I know the Batman, and I will send the Batman here to get the unicorn frappuccino.
Actually, I lied, sir. I'm sorry. We do have the unicorn frappuccino.
That's better words than I'd like to hear right now.
Can I get a name for the order?
The name? Oh, the name is not Michael Caine.
Okay, we're going to have our baristas make that for you.
I hear there's a movie trailer out. Voice by someone really cool. You should watch it when you're making a cappuccino.
Not Michael Caine.
I'm not Michael Caine.
Here's your unicorn frappuccino.
Very good. Good man. Good chap. Thank you for the frappuccino.
Alright, Michael, take a sip of your frappuccino. Tell us what it tastes like.
Oh, bloody hell, what is in this thing? I feel like I'm going into insulin shock right in front of your very eyes. I'm laying on the floor. I see the white light. Please tell my family that I love them. From Michael Caine.
Hey, keep calm.
And
Giga.